More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey. Everybody's favorite second date update is on our dating segment.
We try to get people a second date after they go on a first date, and they thought things went well, but then they don't hear from the other person.
Aaron's on the phone. She met. What's his name, Aaron? Are you there?
Hi, yeah. His name is Brock.
Brock. How very masculine.
My sister went to high school with a Brock.
Sounds like a guy that just walked off the set of All My Children.
Cobra Kai.
Or Cobra Kai. That was my next guess. Okay. Well, how did you guys meet? And then tell us how the date went.
Well, we actually met on Plenty of Fish.
Okay.
He sounded too good to be true, really, because we both love our outdoor activities. Like, we're both into hiking and paddleboarding, bicycling, you know, all that kind of stuff. So after we chatted for a couple of weeks, we decided to go on a hike at Land's End. And the ocean views are just, oh, my God, they're so amazing. Anyway, we planned to grab a bite after the hike. And listen, we had a great time. We were laughing the whole time. And I forgot my shoes to change into. So I asked him to come back to my place just real quick. You know, I mean, he went to the bathroom. I went and got my shoes and we headed out for dinner. But
well, his name's Brock. Couldn't he just craft you shoes out of the materials on hand?
Out of leaves and twigs.
Yeah, right. Because
so when you
Brock
say
in the forest.
You had to change your shoes, you mean like you were in like hiking shoes and you would have put on like more dinner
heels.
Shoes?
Yeah, I wanted to put on some heels and, you know, he needed the restroom. So it all worked out. And then when we left, though, it was like it's just a different person. He was so different. You know, he wasn't as chatty. And it just kind of felt like he was rushing me through the meal. And then at the end, you know, we both said we had a great time and I looked forward to seeing him again. And now I just haven't heard anything from him. Not a peep.
Huh. It's like a full ghost then, huh?
Well, something definitely happened between the hike and the dinner.
That's my Inspector Gadget noise. Huh.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was your house like really messy or something?
No, not at all.
Interesting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we're going to do. You know the segment. We're going to call him. We'll have you on the line. We'll have you mute your phone and we'll see how the day went from his perspective. Maybe we'll get a clue, okay?
Okay.
All right. Everybody hang out for a sec. We'll play a song. We'll call Brock after this. It's Second Date Update, Star 101.3. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey. We're doing Second Date Update. We've been chatting with Aaron, who is very pleasant.
Yes.
By the way. Hi, Aaron. Are you still there? Uh-oh, did we lose her?
Yes.
Oh, there.
Hi.
She was already muted. My bad. I forgot.
Yeah, I told her to mute her phone.
Okay. I was just saying how pleasant you are, and I don't like to talk about people like they're not there. So, hi, and you're great,
aww,
and let's do this.
Thank you.
We're going to call this guy you went on a date with, Brock,
who
has ghosted you, and see what's happening.
He sounds outdoorsy.
Back on mute. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Brock, please?
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, Brock. It's Marcus and Corey from Star 101.3, the radio station.
Good morning, Brock.
Good morning. I'm not familiar with this station.
Well, we're very friendly. We're not like trying to prank you or anything like that. We do a segment on our show called Second Date Update, and that's when we talk to a person who went on a date and then disappeared.
So we know somebody you went on a date with recently who she's thinking you ghosted her. And we're just trying to figure out why.
Because she said she had a really good time.
What can you tell us about your date with Aaron?
Okay, so that's what, once you started talking about, like, ghosting, that I kind of figured that who's
you do that on the regular?
Well, you know, it doesn't happen that often, so it's like, but, you know, Aaron was really nice. I enjoyed her company. It was just when we went back to her place, we had to go back to her place because she needed to get something, and it was like, I went to use the bathroom. She had a squatty potty, and it just threw me off.
Oh, wait.
I'm sorry. A what?
What?
A squatty potty. It's some kind of thing that helps you go to the bathroom. I've seen it on, like, the infomercial.
What in the world
it's
is
like
this?
It's like a little step.
It's like, I think you put your feet up. Do you remember that commercial with the unicorn? And
yeah, that's it.
It's like you put your feet on this step, and it makes your knees go up, so your body's in a better position to go number two.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've got to say, like, why have you got a problem with that?
Oh, Aaron's
really
on the phone, Brock. Sorry.
Oh,
wow, Aaron. So wait, did you ghost her because of the squatty potty?
I mean, it's just, to me, I don't know, man, like, the rest of the day, I just had the image of her using that in my mind, and it just threw me off. Like, I don't want to think about my potential girlfriend pooping. It just bothers me for some reason.
That is so shallow. Why would you even think about that?
I don't know, man. Like, I was raised around, like, my mom never really, like, would show that she was doing these things. It was kind of, like, always veiled. It just kind of threw me off.
What, did your mom teach you how to kiss? No. I mean, everybody poops. It doesn't need to be talked about, you know? Actually, there's even a book called Everybody Poops. You should read it.
I don't know, man. I don't really want to read a book about everybody pooping, man. I just take care of my business quietly. I don't talk about it. I don't need, like, a squatty potty to help me go to the bathroom.
Yeah, no one here acts like that. I wish it was like that.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
It's an announcement everyone has to make here.
You.
So wait, this is really your hang-up? For real?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's too much for me.
Can I ask you a question, Aaron? Would you consider maybe putting it in another restroom? Like, is this like your
no.
guest? No.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to answer for you, Aaron.
That's crazy. Do I need to put my toilet in another room?
So
can we fix this, or Brock, you're out?
I mean,
I'm out.
If she was
okay,
like,
okay,
she's out.
That was easy.
I mean,
not happening.
Fair enough. Don't move. Hang on. What just happened?
Well,
you know, the amount of people complain about dating, and he's gonna that? Seriously?
I personally would probably put mine away. It wouldn't be a deal breaker, but I would probably keep it in a closet.
It's my bathroom. Leave me alone. All right. Second date update, 7:05 weekday mornings. The replay's at 9:05, of course.